Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleet Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Samuel Deduno. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Aviles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Kazmir. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bourne strikes out. One out. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Plouffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Arcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Arcia. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Dozier, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brantley scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chisenhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Clete Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carroll hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Carroll reaches second base with a double. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dozier is 0-1 in the game. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carroll moves to third. Two outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mauer is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bourne is 0-1 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stubbs moves to third. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aviles is 0-1 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Bourne moves to second. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis is 0-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Stubbs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santana is 0-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Dedeno covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dumit is 0-1 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Willingham is 0-1 in the game. Willingham hits a pop-up towards short. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morneau is 0-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brantley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chisenhall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 0. the Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Arcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Arcia hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kipnis. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bourne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 0-for-2 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mauer strikes out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dumit is 0-for-2 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0-for-2 in the game. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau strikes out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bourne. Plouffe reaches second base with a double. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Arcia strikes out. 2 outs. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Josh Roenick now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. 1 out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Chisenhall moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Brian Dunsing now pitching. John McDonald pinch runs for Lonnie Chisenhall. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it and throws to second for the out. McDonald moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aviles is 0 for 3 in the game. Aviles takes first base on ball 4. Bourne moves to second. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDonald scores. Bourne scores. Aviles moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Chris Parmley pinch hits for Jamie Carroll. John McDonald now playing third base. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parmley strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Florimon now playing shortstop. Caleb Thielbar now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brantley strikes out. 1 out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vinny Pestano now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 3 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0 for 3 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive towards short. Aviles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pestano fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.